Pupil's Book, Unit 4, page 52. Literature. The Story of Rama and Sita.
Long ago, a king lived in the town of Ayodhya. He had 4 sons. One day he said, "I am getting very old now, and I want my oldest son Rama to be king." "No!" Rama's stepmother cried, "my son must be king." The king listened to his wife, and he sadly told his oldest son to leave. Rama couldn't return to Ayodhya for 14 years. Rama and his wife Sita left Ayodhya. They travelled for many days until they came to a forest. "This looks like the perfect place to live," said Rama. For many years, they lived happily in the forest. But there was a terrible man called Ravana in the forest. He saw Sita one day, and he wanted to take her. He had a plan. One day, Sita saw a beautiful golden deer.
"Rama, catch it for me," she said.
When Rama left to catch the deer, Ravana came to the house dressed in a costume. He caught Sita and took her back to his palace. When Rama returned and saw that Sita wasn't there, he searched, but he couldn't find her. He decided to ask Hanuman for help. Hanuman was the great leader of the monkeys. He could fly over mountains, change size, and he was very strong.
"Don't worry, I can find her quickly," he said to Rama.
On her way to Ravana's palace, Sita carefully dropped her jewelry. As Hanuman flew in the sky, the pieces of jewelry were like little lights showing him the way. Soon he found Sita. She was in the garden of Ravana's palace. Hanuman quickly told Rama where Sita was. He organized a great army of monkeys and bears. Together, they rescued her from Ravana. Rama and Sita were happy again. And finally, after 14 years, they went back to Ayodhya. There were flowers and lanterns in the streets. The people cheered loudly and were very happy to see their real king. In some parts of the world today, people still celebrate Rama going home.